All right, it's been 2 weeks. I don't know exactly what to say, except this. See if this fits or not. Let's get it, y'all. Here we go. This is not a game. This certainly ain't a test. Welcome to the season 3 premiere of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. This season is going to be absolutely amazing. If you thought season 1 and season 2 were great, you ain't seen nothing yet. So, you know what I'm going to say next. Say it with me, y'all. You know the move. Grab your friends. Grab your family. Grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop. Whatever you need to take notes. Let's lock in, y'all. See you in a minute. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Good afternoon to you. And welcome to today's 2-2 Podcast episode. I cannot believe that this is the third season of this show. To think this all started with an idea. And this idea became more than just something to do two times a week. During the midday. This became a lifestyle. This has become a passion. This has become a portion of my purpose. And I am eternally grateful for where this show is. And I'm excited about where this show is going to go, especially in this third season. The first two seasons were something else, but this third season, as I was working on it, I was doing the planning and like doing the episodes and pulling the episodes and planning the episodes and putting them on certain dates and allowing for audibles and allowing for just allowing for changes. Period. I'm just looking at like everything, going, man, this season is going to be amazing. This season is going to be, I mean, head over heels, just certifiably all haymakers all season long. So hold on to your hard hats, kids. It's gonna be a fun journey. It's gonna be a fun ride this season. But just a little insight of what I've been doing the last couple of weeks, because this was actually supposed to debut last week. It was supposed to debut on the 22nd, but completely forgot. There was a couple of things. There were a couple of factors as to why I pushed this show, this season 3 premiere, to today and this week. First of all, I felt like there was so much more I could give to this first episode, as well as the episode that's coming up on Thursday. I felt that there was so much more I could give. I felt that there would be so much more that needed to be said in this season. Not to say that I didn't say a whole lot in the first two, but I felt that we needed to get even deeper into some things. Yes, we talked about, we were repetitive in a lot of things, but I felt the need that we needed to get a little bit deeper into some things. And also kind of, I wanted to make this even more personal in so many ways. And so I pushed it up to today to give it some more detail and give it some more feeling, to put my sauce into it a little more, put some more magic into it, put some more oomph into the thing, because I said from the jump that season 3 was going to be filled with certified haymakers from start to finish, and I mean that with everything in me. I'm going to give everything that I got. I'm like Anita Baker, y'all. I give you the best. I'm going to give you the best that I got at all times, like I always say. But also, I have been gotten back to doing sports camps, and doing some athletic development as well, and also got some rest and got to do some things as well that have been pretty cool. So that has been exciting. It's been an exciting 2 weeks. It's been a restful 2 weeks. It's been a celebratory 2 weeks. It's just been a productive last couple of weeks, since the end of season two. But again, thank you for being so patient with me and being so patient with what I've been doing, and just, the dates changing and things changing, and this is gonna happen and this is gonna happen this day, and just being a person that likes to under promise and over deliver. This was what it was all about. But just a quick little for just a quick little note. The this these series, these first two series, you don't want to miss. Just to give you a preview of this first series. This first series is called Bro Code. As you know. We all know about the bro code. We know about it, and I've been asked, "Oh, why don't you do girl code? Why don't you do girl code? Why don't you do girl code?" That may be something that we that I'll do in the future, but I wanted to do something different. That talk where we it was targeted towards men. I mean, all of my episodes are targeted towards everybody, and I don't want anybody to ever think that it's just about one group of people, one gender category. I don't ever want anybody to think that, because we can all take away from something. We're all dealing with something in some type of way. We're all dealing with the same things in some type of way. We're all on a journey, and some of us, we're getting our journey started. Sometimes we're getting our healing started. Sometimes we're in a place where we've taken one step and we don't know what to do. We don't know what's next. We're still in a place. Some of us are still in places where we're still getting punched. But at the same time, there are some of us that are further along, and that is okay. It doesn't matter where you are in your journey. Just keep pushing forward each and every day. But I wanted to do a series targeted towards men. I wanted to do a quote unquote new bro code, and that is basically just talking about some things that that we deal with and that we all take part in that are unhealthy. And we're gonna talk about it all in this first series. And so again, if you have anybody, any male friends, and your brother, your father, your uncle, your cousins, your sons, your nephews, best friends, boyfriends, husbands, doesn't matter. If you know a man that needs to listen to this, if you know a man that is dealing with everything that we're going to talk about in the next few weeks, I encourage you to please listen. And just one thing for certain, I want y'all to understand that this is not an attack on men. This is not an attack on anybody, period. This is simply a just me talking about my stuff and trying to help somebody else. So I don't want anybody to feel attacked. I don't want anybody to feel as if I'm just targeting somebody. So again, thank you for joining me for this series, for this season. Thank you for joining me for this upcoming series. And also, I'm only give you the name of the series after this one, and that one's going to be in August. This series is called Playlist. Do with that information what you will. But that is going to be absolutely amazing. Let me give you a preview of that one as well before we get into today's talk and before we get into the start of this series. And this one today is going to be absolutely great. So just a preview of that series in August. Playlist, we're going to take the titles of certain songs. And this is where the interactive portion comes in. So please be on the lookout on all social media platforms, and you'll get those tags at the end of today's episode. But there will all be the titles of each episode will be the title of a song. So and it will be targeted towards a certain situation. I'll give you an example. So Pride is the Devil, you know, talking about, you know, Pride is the Devil, you know, that would be a good one. There's a few others, man. I gave you one of the titles of one of those episodes. Be on the lookout for that. In August, that episode is called, series is called Playlist. So, you know, here we go. Season 3, we're not playing any games, so be ready for that. All right, so if this is your first time or your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I hope that I say something in these next few moments that speaks to your struggle, that speaks to your situation. I pray that I am these three things in life and on this show, and that is authentic, transparent, and informal. I pray that within those three pillars of my life and in this show, that I speak to your situation, and I speak to something that, and it causes you to be supercharged, that causes you to be energized, that causes you to say enough is enough, to break the chains that have been holding you for the absolute longest. And again, I welcome you if this is your first time or your first time in a long time. All right, so today we are starting our brand new series entitled Bro Code. And as you know, we hear so much about the bro code. One of those things is like, a bro doesn't allow another bro to date an ugly girl. And that only works if you're talking about the internal, if not the external, not the surf, not just, you know, facial features. We're talking about that only works if it's about the internal. But if you're talking about facial features, come on, y'all. You know, we need to have a new code, and this new code involves healing, restoration, success. It involves, you know, being greater than we've been portrayed to be, or that we have thought we should be, or what they say we should be, what they say we are. It should definitely, in the next few weeks or so, this should definitely change your perspective. It should make you make some lifestyle changes. It should cause you to, you know, say, listen, this is not where I want to be. This is not who I am, and I'm going to strive to be better. And so today's episode, and before I get into it, I want to thank my friend Kiana from the Dark Sugar Podcast for inspiring me to do this episode. She did an episode recently on what we're talking about today, and I asked her if I could borrow this idea. And, again, such a sweetheart, such an amazing person. She did an amazing job talking about this. And I'm going to do my best to do it justice, because she really got into some detail about this. Listen, if you are not listening to the Dark Sugar podcast, please, 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 please take a listen to that. Kiana is doing some amazing things with that show. So please, I encourage you to listen to her and follow her on all of her social media platforms. And should give her some support. Give her some support. Absolutely amazing. But again, she gave me this idea. She inspired this idea. And today, we're talking about imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome. Not feeling like you're enough. Feeling like you're a fraud. Show of hands. I know you can't see me and I can't see you. But has anybody ever felt like they were unqualified for a certain thing? Have you ever felt like that if they saw who you really were, they would run away? And now, granted, I've talked about this at some point in season two. And we did an episode similar to this called Man, You Are Enough. And it was about dealing with inadequacy. But I wanted to take a deeper look into this thing. I may have mentioned imposter syndrome on that episode, but as I think about it, we needed to go deeper. Because we've all, at some point, dealt with imposter syndrome. It doesn't matter how much encouragement you get. At some point, we've dealt with imposter syndrome. We've dealt with not feeling like we're fraud, like not feeling relevant. We dealt with people not understanding who we truly, not knowing who we truly are. We dealt with hiding behind things and being scared to reveal our true identity and be authentic in who we are. We felt unqualified to be in a place that we definitely knew we deserved to be in. We worked to get to this place. We scratched, we clawed, we've did everything. We've cried. We've rolled around on the floor. We've had sleepless nights. We've had all of that in between. But somehow, in the midst of all of the hard work and all of the dedication and all of the persistence and the consistency, we feel that we're inadequate. We feel that we're unqualified. Again, show of hands. I know you can't see me and I can't see you, but for research purposes, raise your hand again. Has anybody ever felt like me? Where sometimes you're doing something well, and even when you're getting praised for it, and you're getting, you're getting honored for it, you're getting, people are cheering for you and telling you how great you are, you felt unqualified. You felt horrible. You felt that people were only seeing you for what you were doing at the moment. They only saw you for your title. They only saw you for your vocation. They only saw you for what you were walking in and not who you truly were. With men, this is a big thing. I mean, women we all deal with it. But I want to talk about it from the side of a man. Men deal with imposter syndrome since we were kids. It's always been with men, we're competing about who's better than who and who's doing better than this person and who's qualified to do this and who should be here and who shouldn't be here. And oftentimes when we see other people doing things, no matter if we're doing well, we don't feel like it's enough. And so oftentimes we find ourselves partaking in some very unhealthy practices just to be successful, some unhealthy customs to to be on the a higher level, to always be at a high level, to always be perfect. We're always striving for perfection. We're always striving to be the absolute best at all times. And sometimes it takes a strain and it strains us mentally, it strains us physically. And we have to understand that there are some things that aren't worth your peace, that aren't worth your sanity, that aren't worth your joy. Talk to me, somebody. Oh, I talk to myself. I'll talk to me today, because there have been plenty of times in my life where I absolutely felt that I needed to compete with the next man just to be great. And I've learned, and this may not sound right, that sometimes your greatness is in you never giving up. Your greatness is in knowing that you're not competing with the next man. Your greatness is in knowing that your inner me, that sometimes can be your enemy, is not telling the truth about you. That you are great, that you have accomplished some amazing things in your life. I need somebody to understand. Sometimes we feel unqualified, not by other people. Hold on. Newsflash. Breaking news. It's us. Sometimes it stems from past trauma. It stems from current trouble. Some of you are holding on to something from your past, and it has caused you a great deal of pain, strife, struggle, and it's caused you to not feel qualified. It causes you to feel fraudulent. So let's get into the details of what imposter syndrome is. And you know I love defining terms. Y'all know I like to read, I like to do all of the above. And so, imposter syndrome is simply this. It's also known as imposter phenomenon, imposterism, fraud syndrome, or the imposter experience. And it's a psychological pattern in which an individual doubts their skills, talents, or accomplishments, and has a persistent internalized fear of it being exposed as a fraud. Despite external evidence of their competence, those experiencing this phenomenon remain convinced that they are frauds and they do not deserve all that they have achieved. Self-deprecation and self-sabotage. We can be our own saboteurs, and that's based on what we're thinking about ourselves. We can be self-saboteurs. Have you ever sabotaged yourself? Have you ever thought and attributed your success to luck? Have you ever interpreted as, deceiving others into thinking that they are more intelligent? To say, I wasn't supposed to be doing this. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be in this place. And if you found out, you talk about me, you expose me. I'm exposing myself. And as much as everything that you're saying sounds good, I don't feel that way. As much as you're telling me I belong here, I don't feel I belong here. Oh, talk to me, somebody. Don't sit there quiet. Don't tilt your head like a puppy, a confused dog, a puppy. Don't do it. If you've ever felt like you don't belong here, I know how you feel. So, some prevalence. So here's some symptoms of imposter syndrome. First and foremost, we deal with a lot of imposter syndrome in our workplaces and in our relationships. Main settings are a new environment, an academic setting, in the workplace, social interactions, platonic and romantic relationships. And to be perfectly honest, I know how that feels, because oftentimes, no matter how great of a friend that people say that I am, sometimes I can I can not be as great as I, not be as great a friend. And most of the time, it's because I am kind of beating myself up when I'm not living up to the expectations of a friend or a relationship. And it's because imposter syndrome has caused me to think less of who I am in somebody's life. I'm just being transparent. I'm just being real today. This isn't going to be super formal or anything like that. You're going to get some information here and there. But this is me telling a story. As a man. That sometimes imposter syndrome causes me to feel like I'm less than in somebody's life. To feel like I'm not a good friend. To feel like I'm not doing my job. To feel like I'm not living up to an expectation. And sometimes it causes me to do one of two things. And maybe this isn't everybody, but this is certainly for me, this is certainly my experience. It causes me to do one of two things. It causes me to stretch my neck out and overextend myself just to be everything to people. Or it causes me to become a recluse because I'm not doing my job as a friend. And so what's the point of me being around? Because I know for a fact, I know in my mind they see me and they look at me and they go, this person is horrible. This person's a fraud. This person isn't a good friend. Has anybody ever? I know we put on a front from time to time, but I need you to be real with yourself right now. And this is especially for my fellas right now. Has anybody ever felt the way that I feel? Where you do one or two things because you feel like you're a fraudulent friend or you're a fraudulent boyfriend, or for some, for those that are married, you feel like a fraudulent husband. And so you do one of the two things I just said. You either overextend yourself to people to the point that you're stressing yourself out to meet an expectation. Or, here it is. You run away. You back away. You become reclusive. Because you're not living. You feel that you're not who you say that you are. And you're scared to be you. See, imposter syndrome and identity crisis are both one and the same. They're one and the same because you don't portray, you don't celebrate yourself. You don't celebrate who you are. You don't show the real you. You don't celebrate the real you. You don't celebrate your survival. You don't celebrate your success. You don't celebrate that you struggled and you came out on top. And when people get excited about your victories, you can't. Because imposter syndrome and identity crisis have caused you to be backed into a corner in hopes that nobody sees you. We struggle with that in the workplace. Well, we work hard. And as much recognition as we get for working hard, talk to me, somebody. We can't celebrate it. So sometimes we draw back. We don't work as hard. We do the bare minimum. Because here it is. Imposter syndrome has caused us to think thoughts that we shouldn't think. You're not unqualified. You're more than enough. I don't care what anybody says or thinks. You're not competing with anybody else. You're qualified to be there. It's meant to be. You're meant to be in that spot. You've worked for that position. You've worked to be here. Don't ever allow your inner thoughts, those negative inner thoughts that you have, to cause you to have imposter syndrome. To think that you're not supposed to be where you are. But here are some symptoms of imposter syndrome. And one of these was something that I had never heard of in a while. I've never heard of, period. And one of those things is rumination. Rumination. And what rumination is this, and this is a definition of it. I got this particular definition from Healthline.com. This article is about how to stop ruminating. 10 tips to stop repetitive thoughts. It is the process of continuously thinking about the same thoughts, which tend to be sad or dark. And that's called rumination. A habit of rumination can be dangerous to your mental health, as it can prolong or intensify depression, as well as impair your ability to think and process emotions. Let's read that again. A habit of rumination can be dangerous to your mental health, as it can prolong or intensify depression, as well as impair your ability to think and process emotions. Have you ever been in that place? And I know I have. Where your thoughts race. And if your thoughts are repetitive, and they race, and that's all you can think about. And you're working, and that's all you can think about. And you're eating, and that's all you can think about. And you're working out, and that's all you're thinking about. And you're in church, and that's all you're thinking about. And you're out with friends, and that's all you're thinking about. You're not fully immersed in the situation or the task at hand, because all you can think about is past failure and past trauma, past sadness, and past hurt and past pain. All you can think about is the fact that if they knew who I was, they'd expose me as a fraud. They know who I am. I read a quote as I was preparing to talk about this today, about Maya Angelou, a great orator, a great writer, a great poet, one of the greatest of our time. And she said this, and I quote, "I have written 11 books, but each time I think, uh-oh, they're going to find me out. I've run a game on everybody, and they're going to find me out." They're going to find me out. They're going to find out who I am. Does anybody feel like Maya Angelou? I know I do. Where those where you're thinking about every time you do something, every time I do a, I think about it every time I do a podcast episode that, uh-oh, they're going to find out. No matter how great the episode was, sometimes I can never be comfortable because of imposter syndrome. Rumination is a big thing when it comes to this. What are some characteristics of imposter syndrome? Well, put simply, here are a few. It's the extreme lack of self-confidence. It's a feeling of inadequacy. And this is from zencare.co. Imposter syndrome, signs, symptoms, and treatments. Extreme lack of self-confidence, feelings of inadequacy, constant comparison to other people, anxiety, self-doubt, distrust in one's own intuition and capabilities, negative self-talk, and dwelling in the past. I'm going to say it now, and you'll probably hear me say it over and over again. Release yourself from the gravitational pull of the comparison trap. Release yourself from the gravitational pull of the comparison trap. I shudder to think what life would be like if we all released ourselves from the chains of comparison. Comparing my life to another person's life. Comparing my struggle to another person's struggle. Comparing my, you know, comparing my schedule to yours. Wonder what it would be like if we all said enough was enough. That I'm grateful for what I, praise God for what they're doing. And praise God for the success that they have. And I continue to pray for them to continue to be successful and do amazing things. But at the same time, I have to remember the journey that I am, and I refuse to allow the comparison trap to cause me to think that what I'm doing is not enough, what I'm doing is inadequate, what I'm doing is fraudulent. Release yourself from the gravitational pull of being in a comparison trap. And also, self-doubt and self-doubt. Negative self-talk. I'm horrible. I'm terrible. I'm this. I'm that. I'm no good. Please understand that life and death is in the power of the tongue. What you plant will grow. What you plant with your words, what you say, and what you plant with your words, we will produce that harvest. What are you sowing with your mouth? What are you sowing with your words? What are you sowing with your speech? Negative self-talk. But let's go even further. Negative self-thoughts. What are you thinking? Because it starts with a thought. What are you thinking daily? What are you thinking at this moment? It all starts with a thought. Then your thoughts become your words. Go even further. And it becomes who you are. Release yourself from not only the gravitational pull of the comparison trap, but change what you say and what you think. God has given us all an amazing ability to do what we do, whatever that may be. And we shouldn't allow imposter syndrome to cause us to forget who we are, why we're here, and what we're supposed to be. And I just, as we wrap this up, I want to talk about just a few ways to combat imposter syndrome. Please remember that nobody is great at everything all of the time. You can't be perfect. Nobody's perfect. We're imperfect people. If you say you're perfect, come on. We all have our flaws. Fellas, please acknowledge that you can't be perfect all the time. Please acknowledge that you can't be, that you're going to have some days where you're not feeling the greatest, that you're not doing the greatest, that you're not being the greatest that you can absolutely be. Please acknowledge that nobody's perfect. Also, acknowledge your feelings. Acknowledge when you feel happy. Acknowledge when you feel sad. Fellas, we are allowed to show emotion. We're allowed to cry. We're allowed to be angry. The Bible even talks about that. It's okay to be angry, but be angry and sin not. And here's the kicker. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Do not go to sleep angry. Because if you go to sleep angry, you're going to wake up angry. But most of all, let's talk about the fact that sometimes you can be so angry that it causes you to not be able to sleep at all. Anger will cause you to not be able to sleep right, eat right, talk right, do right. Don't allow your anger to control or dictate your walk. It's okay to be angry. But be angry and sin not. And don't let the sun go down on your anger. You're allowed to cry. You're allowed to express how you feel. I don't care what you were taught as a child. You're allowed to feel. And so many times we find ourselves, fellas, just be real with me, those who have become like me, have been in touch with their emotions, have discovered their emotions. If there's anybody like me, you found out it's okay to cry. It's okay to feel. It's okay to know how you feel and do something about it. Talk to me, somebody. Acknowledge how you feel. And finally, don't be too hard on yourself. I've learned, as I've gotten back into playing tennis, that when I miss a shot, to not be so hard on myself when I miss that shot. To not beat myself up. To not get angry when I miss a shot or I mishit a ball. To say to myself, listen, I made a mistake. I got another opportunity to do better. Had to learn how to have an on to the next one mentality. And I mean that in the healthiest way possible. That is not the end all be all. Yeah, I missed the shot, but it happens. It is what it is. But this is why we're here, to get better. This is why you're here, to get better. This is why you're in your place, the place that you're in, to get better. So I encourage you, as you go into your midweek, to please acknowledge how you feel. To share how you feel. To feel how you feel. To stop beating yourself up. To not to change how you think. To change what you say. But most of all, do this. Celebrate the small things. Because it's in the small things that produce big things. It's the small victories that produce championships. It's celebrating the small, so you are well equipped to celebrate the great. What are you celebrating in this moment? What are you feeling in this moment? I want you to take the time as you go into your Wednesday and into the rest of your week to think about those times when you felt unqualified, where imposter syndrome made you feel like that you weren't enough in all that you do. Discover how you feel today. To the point you say, I am enough and that I'm not unqualified. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22 underscore podcast. That is 22 underscore podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at Alex J underscore live. That is Alex J underscore live. Please don't forget, the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.